My therapist once told me, imagine being bit by a snake, and instead of trying to help yourself heal and recover from the poison, you're trying to catch the snake to find out the reason why it bit you and prove to it that you don't deserve it.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new premium Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast in movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I am your host, your big sister, and everything in between, Violetta Benson. Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Bless you, thank you. Bless you, thank you. Normally, I would take out the sneezing, but I feel that since I promised not to edit anything out and to keep it as organic as possible, I guess I'm leaving it in. Does anyone else have the habit of sneezing and then telling themselves, bless you? Or is it just me? I have a habit of also telling, obviously, other people, bless you. So the habit I picked up, I now continue to also use it with myself. Plus, you know, it's nice. It's like, but then I say both. I say bless you and I say thank you. I never realized that it's just automatic for me. I wouldn't call it OCD, but I will say I have another automatic thing that I do every single night. Ever since I was really young, I think, I forget when it started. Maybe because my dad was traveling a lot. My dad travels for work, used to travel for work. But I used to do this little prayer for the whole world. So silly when I was young. And then it became a habit where I couldn't go to sleep anymore without saying it. Like it would make me feel like something bad could happen to my family. Or yeah, it makes me feel like something bad could happen to my family if I don't say this thing. And then at one point it switched and it's not even really a prayer. It's like it's a quick little sentence. But now I repeat it twice. And let's see, is it four times or twice? Then I started repeating it twice, like one time loud and then one time whispering. And then somehow it moved into doing it. Now I repeat it twice. So it's technically I say four times. And then if I'm ever sleeping over someone's house or if someone's sleeping in my house, I just say really quietly, but I can't go to sleep without doing it. But except those two things, I don't do anything else that's weird. Okay, so if you're confused why I earlier, a second ago, said the word premium, is because this is a recording from my premium subscription podcast. But because I liked a few things that I covered in the beginning of the episode, I wanted to also share with my regular listeners on my free podcast. If you are interested in subscribing to my podcast, you can find the link in the description bio of today's episode. It's basically almostadulting.supercast.com to subscribe. It's like $5 a month and you get two extra episodes a week, aka you get four episodes total a week. So that's really cool. And you also get no ads at all times. So that's really cool as well. I want to start off by reading out some quotes that I recently heard that I really loved, and maybe you can apply it to your life as well. The first one is, you are responsible for your own fun. I love that, especially since I'm going to Stagecoach this weekend. And if you listened to yesterday's episode, you would know that I was planning this whole trip for my bestie who really wanted to go. And that's why I decided to go. And then last minute, she can't go, which is totally fine because I already booked the jobs to go. So I'm not going to tap out of it. But I really live by the whole thing of like, you are responsible for your own fun. And I always have that in the back of my head because it just means that I am responsible for my own fun. I can make it the best day ever or I can make it the worst day ever. And of course, if I'm not having fun, I can go home. I don't have to ruin everyone else's day. So that is why I have no problem going to Stagecoach by myself. I figured I'll figure things out. I'll have fun. I'm staying with 11 other people in the house. I'm going with Patron. That's one of the brands I'm working with. And hopefully, you know, they're friendly enough and I can make friends with them. If I for whatever reason, God willing, I doubt it, but for whatever reason I don't get along with them, then I'll figure out if there's other friends I can meet up with, or I can meet new people. You know, like, I am responsible for my own fun. It doesn't have to be a shitty day unless I decide to make it a shitty day, or it can be the best day ever if I decide to make it the best day ever. It's all about perspective at the end of the day. I could have been mad at my friend. I could have been like, you know, made a whole thing out of it, being like, oh my God, now my time's going to be ruined. It doesn't have to be ruined. I'm still going to have fun because I'm responsible for it. That's the whole point. That's why I love that quote. And that's like a reminder whenever you go out with someone who's, let's say, just being a shit person to be around, and they think that everyone's looking at them or everyone's talking about them, everyone hates them, you know, tap them on the shoulder and let them know, hey, babes, you are responsible for your own fun. Okay, so right now you're ruining my fun. And since I'm responsible for my own fun, I'm gonna go ahead and remove myself from you and go do my own thing. Okay, anyway, so some other quotes that I really liked recently. Whatever you feel you're not receiving, it's a direct reflection of what you're not giving. Ooh, meaning, you know, when you feel like you're lacking love, some of us then don't go around giving love to others because we feel like we're not getting any in return. Although some may argue, that's not true. All I do is give my boyfriend love and he never gives me love back. That's your own situation. Or, but also like, don't give love in the hopes that you get it back. Or maybe it's just not into you. That's a whole different story. Or another one that I really liked is, whatever you are angered by is what you're not willing to see in yourself. Interesting. One of my favorite ones that I don't know if I heard this saying or if it's just I wrote it since, you know, I've been writing a book. And by the way, I just finished chapter 8. So, I mean, I need to go back and finalize chapter 6, 7, 8, but it's so cool that at least I got the pages already down. And the book that I'm writing has 12 chapters. Maybe it'll be 13, but that means I am more than halfway done, which is so cool. It's taken a lot of work, and I've been feeling really proud of myself. I'm always first, I feel not creative. Then I feel disappointed in myself. If I take too long, then I hate what I write. But then when it's finally more finalized on the pages, I'm like, wow, I wrote this. I'm proud of myself. So I can't wait for you guys to read it. But yeah, the other quote is, our mouths may be able to tell lies, but our hearts cannot. Which I love that one. It's because for chapter 8, I was writing about depression and I was trying to really paint a picture of what it looks like when someone's walking through life and their day-to-day tasks with depression and not feeling sad, not feeling depressed, but actual depression, and how everything looks grayscale, gloomy, gray. And it feels like you're just standing there while everything else is moving around you, moving fast. And you're just, and I wrote about how you just kind of become a ghost sunken into the walls. So with that, I wrote about how when you're going through that, you're able to constantly, you know, lie to people. I'm okay. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Because our mouths, we can always tell lies. We can say whatever we want. But, oh, it wasn't our hearts cannot. I said our eyes cannot. That's what I wrote. Our mouths may be able to tell lies, but our eyes cannot. And I genuinely believe that because I think in our eyes, it shows what our hearts really feel. And when I was writing chapter 8, I showed that when someone, this actually happened to me when I was an accountant. This one day, I lose my voice and I was journaling about how I was feeling. I didn't know yet that I was depressed. So I was just writing to write. And my journal was on my cubicle. I was an accountant back then when I was an accountant. My journal was on my cubicle. I accidentally brought it with me among loads of paperwork. And one of my coworkers grabbed the paperwork from my table, from my desk. And then when he came back to give me back some of the paperwork, he gave me back my journal and he handed it to me. And on that day, like I said, I lost my voice. Like I was a little sick. And when he handed me my journal, he kind of looked at me concerned and he was like, are you okay? And literally, it was the only time where I couldn't speak. I couldn't lie. I couldn't say those words. I'm fine. Everything's fine. I couldn't make a joke to mask my pain. So it was just my eyes that could speak for me. And when we connected with our eyes, when, you know, we had eye contact, it was, I felt so naked. I was like, oh my God, he could see right through me. He could see my pain. What can I do? How can I say? Like, I can't, there's nothing in me that can lie. Like, he knows when he's looking at me, he knows. Like, that's how I felt. I wanted the ground to open up and just suck me in, you know? And luckily, someone came up to him and needed him for a project. So he walked away and I was like, oh my God, I was mortified. But that was around the time that I also started to realize, like, oh, wow, I'm doing way worse than I realized. Because when he asked me, are you okay? Like, I was ready to break into tears. I could cry because it's my eyes. They couldn't lie. I think I just rhymed. Anyway, that's why I love that quote. Then let's see if there's any other quotes that I really like. Oh, you can burn all the sage you want, but I'll be back. I love that quote too. Oh, this one I saw recently, and I love this one. Okay, are you ready? Okay. My therapist once told me, imagine being bit by a snake, and instead of trying to help yourself heal and recover from the poison, you're trying to catch the snake to find out the reason why it bit you and prove to it that you don't deserve it. And that quote is phenomenal. Why do I love that quote? Because a quote is about the fact that sometimes people hurt us. And instead of letting those people go, whether it's a partner, a friend, a family member, whatever it is, instead of letting those people go, we have this innate need to try to understand, but why would they do this? Why would they purposely try to hurt me? Why did they not care about my feelings? And then we end up chasing them, or we end up, you know, trying to get some reasoning, explanation behind, like, what could they possibly have gone through their mind to not give a shit about how I felt about this? And obviously, when we do that, no answer ever fully suffices. No answer is ever good enough, because at the end of the day, a lot of times they weren't thinking about you. Or we try to chase this person and prove to ourselves otherwise. Like, no, they do love me. That was a mistake. I just need you to say that you didn't mean it. But it doesn't work like that. And that's what it's all about. Like, imagine being bit by a snake. And instead of trying to help yourself recover from the poison and survive, instead of working on yourself to survive, you're saying, forget my health. I'm going to try to run and chase this snake who I know will bite me again because it's in their nature. I'm going to try to catch that snake to figure out the reason why it bit me. How about the reason is they're a snake? They're going to do what they're going to do. It's like the scorpion and the mouse. Scorpion, the mouse, or the scorpion and something, right? No, the scorpion and water turtle? No, that's not it. Is the scorpion and something that can swim? Is the scorpion and something that swims? Wait, what is it? Now it's killing me. The scorpion and the frog, where the scorpion gets on the frog and helps the frog, and the scorpion needs to get to the other side, and the scorpion asked the frog, can I please go on your back to get to the other side? Because the frog obviously can swim in water. And the frog says, do you promise not to sting me? And the scorpion says, of course, I promise, because I need to get there and I can't swim. So the frog trusts the scorpion, even though the frog knows the scorpion's nature. He trusts it because he says, well, no one's stupid enough. You know, if he stings me, we both die. He's not going to do it. So the frog trusts the scorpion and puts the scorpion on its back and starts swimming to get to the other side. And in the middle of the frog swimming, he suddenly gets bit or stung by the scorpion. And the frog looks at the scorpion and says, why would you do that? Now we're both going to die. And the scorpion says, I can't help it. It's in my nature. It's who I am. And then they both die. So I think that's very similar to this, where sometimes, you know, we forgive people more than once and we don't realize that the best way to determine someone's future actions is to look at their past actions, which I know, again, it's very broad type of statement, because then we're also taking away from people who change. It's really unfair to people if we then just always assume how they were in their 20s, they will continue being that way in their 30s and 40s. So again, it's more of a broad statement. And I would say it focuses more about the fact that if you have a person in your life that screwed you over 2 months ago, last week, then you can't fully jump in again and trust them fully, knowing that they just wronged you recently. And also, I know this part really sucks, but when you forgive people too quickly, in my humble opinion, I believe that it makes people take you for granted. It makes them feel that you are easy to walk all over. It makes them feel that then they can just do it to you again. I think sometimes people need to learn a lesson where if they do something to wrong you that actually bothers you, not something that you're like, oh, whatever, it's not a big deal, but I just live for the drama. So I'm petty. So I'm going to hurt them back, sing them back. I'm talking about something that really hurt you, that crossed your boundaries. But because you are desperate to be loved or because you're desperate for friendship or they have something that you need, you forgive them quickly. Guess what? If you do that, they're going to take you for granted again because they're going to feel like what they did to you must not be that big of a deal and you must not respect yourself that much if you're just so easily willing to allow them to walk back into your life. And I know it's not fair because you'll say, but I love them. I just want to forgive them because I want them in my life. Yeah, but humans are imperfect and they need sometimes to learn and sometimes you have to be that lesson. I don't know how we got all the way here, but I hope you can take that with you and really, and as much as it hurts you sometimes to quote unquote punish someone by not allowing them access to you, it's about putting yourself first. You're not punishing someone, but it's okay with constantly redeciding your worth, and it's okay to raise the price of what it costs to access you. It's okay to raise the price of what it costs to have access to you in your life. Like, in my opinion, the most valuable thing that us human beings can offer to others is time. And I believe this to be true, especially as we get older. As we get older, we get busier with work, we have family to take care of, and we just have other priorities. And time for me is very valuable, and it's more valuable to me. That's a more valuable currency to me than even money. Anyway, you guys, that is all for today's episode. If you want to listen to the rest of the episode, then go ahead and head to my subscription podcast, which is almostadulting.supercast.com. And again, not only do you get ad-free episodes, so no ads ever, but you get 2 extra episodes a week. You will have episodes on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. How amazing is that, right? Love you, miss you, hope to see you subscribe. Mwah. Love you, besties. Bye.